I have two children who have different food allergies and intolerances, and often at Halloween they feel a bit left out because when we go trick or treating, I have to tell them not to eat the sweets until we get home. And then when we get home, I have to read all the packets of all the sweets, and I generally have to take about half of them away because they're not suitable and swap them for something else that we've got at home. So for a young child, that's quite frustrating. The Teal Pumpkin Project basically means providing treats that are not food, so small toys like glow sticks, pencils, stickers, the type of thing that you would put in a children's party bag. And that's something that any child can enjoy, whether they've got food allergies, celiac disease, diabetes, or any other dietary requirements. You can make your own teal pumpkin, which is very easy to do. Just get some light blue paint and paint it on a normal pumpkin and put it outside your house. Or you can just print out a poster. There's one on my blog that you can download and stick it on your front door just to say that you have got non-food treats if anybody comes to the door who does have food allergies.
Have you got some feedback in terms of how people feel about this project?
Yeah, everybody seems to think it's a nice idea. People are becoming increasingly aware of food allergies. They seem to be on the rise, and nowadays they estimate that one in 13 children have food allergies, which is about two in every school classroom. So it's quite a lot of children that are affected. And it's just a nice thing that people can do so that everyone can join in and nobody's left out.
How hopeful are you that you'll be able to encourage more people to get involved and see, obviously, this is important for not just children without, but for, children generally?
Well, I'm hoping this will spread over the years so that we see more and more teal pumpkins with people providing non-food treats so that everyone can join in and it's fun for everybody and nobody's left out.